Philadelphia officially becomes the first city in the nation to forbid employers from asking potential hires about their salary history. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, it's an effort aimed at fighting the gap between what women and men earn for the same work.
Companies in Philadelphia who ask prospective employees about what they made in previous jobs can now be fined $2,000 per violation. The idea behind the new law is that if past salaries are kept secret, then cycles of women earning less than men can be broken.
Women and minorities are making less than white male counterparts almost right out of the gate. This really compounds and adds up into a big gap.
That's Marianne Bellisordi with the anti-poverty group Pathways.
We think this law is a good way to help women and minorities bridge this gap so that any pay inequity in a previous job does not continue into the next one.
But not every corner of the city is celebrating. In some business circles, there's quite a bit of grumbling, actually. The Philadelphia Area Chamber of Commerce said the city is quickly falling off the list of places where companies want to relocate. And bills like this, they say, are part of a trend of anti-growth laws that create a bad business climate. Comcast, too, is not thrilled with Mayor Kenney signing the bill into law. The Philly-based cable giant has threatened to drag the city into court over the measure, saying companies should have the right to ask would-be hires whatever they want. But Kenney says, quote, "What's good for the people of Philadelphia is good for business, too." While the Comcast lawsuit is expected, city attorneys wrote in a legal opinion that the salary history law is on firm ground, calling Comcast's concerns baseless. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.